This episode is brought to you by CLA.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, January 17th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Our wallets are finally getting a break. Inflation-weary Americans are seeing lower prices on gas, cars, and even some items at the grocery store. Unfortunately, inflation relief has not reached the travel industry.
When it comes to travel, people do want to spend their money having those experiences. And so there is still a lot of competition for hotel rooms, for airfare, and there's a lot of interest from travelers. And so that means companies are able to keep charging high rates because people are willing to pay them.
But there are deals out there, even though they might not be easy to find. Our travel reporter Allison Poley has tips for booking travel and not paying sky-high prices. We'll talk about them with her after the break.
When it comes to planning for the future, taxes and wealth advisory tend to be viewed as two separate conversations, but some things are just better together. That's why at Clifton Larson Allen, they call it TWELF. Here's Clayton Bland, Chief Wealth Advisory Officer at CLA.
More often than not, all of the decision-making around the tax relationship are predicated on things that have happened in the past. An investment advisory relationship would be something that's looking at, hey, what are your future goals? How can we allocate capital to help you achieve those goals? So when we talk about 12, tax and wealth together, that's really what we provide at CLA with that combination of both professionals. It provides for the necessary information to make the decision that will have the best impact on you, both from a goal standpoint of my portfolio and also from a tax consequence standpoint of when I file my tax return.
Visit CLAconnect.com for more insights from Clifton Larson Allen. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Investment advisory services are offered through Clifton Larson Allen Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
We got some good news last week when it comes to inflation, which ticked down to 6.5%. So what does that mean for airfares and hotel rates, which spiraled higher last year? Wall Street Journal travel reporter Allison Poley has been running through the numbers, and she joins me now. Hey, Allison, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Allison, last year as people got vaccinated and restrictions were lifted, people got back to booking flights and planning vacations, but it didn't come cheap.
Anyone who traveled last year knows that they paid a pretty penny to be able to do so. So in 2022, we saw record prices for airfare, hotels, and short-term rentals, not to mention dining out. But people felt really determined to get out because they hadn't traveled in a long time. And I think to some extent, they still feel that way. So if you're looking for travel this winter, yes, it is the off-season, but there's a difference between cheaper and cheap.
Oh boy, sounds like the airlines are coming for your wallet again. So let's fast forward to now. A lot of people might be getting cabin fever and they're trying to plan a spring break trip or just go somewhere to relax. Are there deals to be had out there?
There are deals, but they're hard to come by. So round-trip domestic plane tickets for flights in March cost an average of $461, and that's a 30% increase compared with both 2021 and 2019, according to Kayak. But there are emails from airlines that travelers might have seen in their inbox that are advertising low fares, but those are for certain dates. So if you can avoid traveling on a holiday weekend or on certain peak weekends, you might be able to get a really cheap flight for a random Tuesday.
Ah, so keep the suitcases packed and just be ready to go.
Exactly. On a random Tuesday.
All right, if you can swing it. Well, we often hear that it pays to plan ahead to try to get a deal on rates, but not everyone has the ability to plan out travel several months in advance. With prices rising everywhere, are last-minute travelers out of luck?
Not necessarily. So last-minute travelers might find slightly better rates than people who are planning ahead. And it depends what they're looking for, of course. But AirDNA, which is a company that does research on short-term rentals, found that average daily rates for short-term rental stays came down as travelers got closer to the holidays compared to people who had booked it weeks before the holidays. And this is because the supply of short-term rentals has grown. So because of this, there's more competition, and property managers might discount their rentals more than last year to encourage bookings.
Yeah, you mentioned promotions out there, like in the emails people get in their inboxes. Does it still pay to use travel sites that will find and compare competitive fares?
It depends. You can definitely use them to compare fares, and that can be helpful, but there can be downsides to booking through a travel site. So if you need to change your plans, you would have to navigate canceling both through the airline, for example, and through the travel site. And a lot of travelers we've talked to have had issues getting refunds when that comes up.
Ugh, cancellations. We've seen a lot of those in the past few weeks. But I guess in terms of refunds, it depends on who did the canceling.
In the situation that we saw recently with Southwest, over 1 million people were stranded because Southwest canceled their flights, which of course is different than someone saying, you know what, I actually can't go on this trip anymore. I need to reschedule. And so there are different protocols in place for that. So if you're the one rescheduling, then usually you'll get a flight voucher to take the flight at a different time. But if the airline cancels on you, then you're entitled to a cash refund. It depends what fare you bought. So basic economy travelers aren't usually in luck when it comes to rescheduling or getting refunds. And it depends what dates you're traveling and where you purchased the ticket, all of the fine print.
All right. So once you get your flights sorted out and hopefully get a decent airfare, then you probably have to book a hotel. How are the prices there?
Over the holidays, the average daily rates for hotels across the country hit their highest levels ever recorded. So after falling in November, the Consumer Price Index showed the cost of hotels rose 1.7% in December from November. So looking back to November, the average daily rate for U.S. hotels was $144 a night, and we can expect an average daily rate of $147 per night in the first quarter of 2023. So prices are staying about the same.
So the prices have been staying elevated or even going higher, even as inflation's been steadily coming down?
Right, but when it comes to travel, people do want to spend their money having those experiences. And so there is still a lot of competition for hotel rooms, for airfare, and there's a lot of interest from travelers. And so that means companies are able to keep charging high rates because people are willing to pay them.
You know, Allison, for a lot of people, this might be the first time since before the pandemic that they're comfortable planning winter travel overseas. How are they fitting into this equation?
The demand is very strong. So in a recent earnings call, Delta executives talked about this strong demand for spring travel and said a lot of the spring traffic is spilling into March for travel overseas. And this is earlier than it had been in the past, when typically in April and then in May, travelers were planning those trips abroad. But in the U.S., domestic hotels are saying, wait, don't forget about us. So it might be worth watching out for perks from some high-end domestic hotels and resorts that see extra availability because of all these people going to Europe. So while they might not cut the room rate, they might offer a fourth night free or guaranteed upgrades, because rooms are much more expensive than they were before the pandemic, and they don't want to cut the rate too much.
Okay, so between the costs and the rough start to the year for a lot of people with all the delays and the cancellations, sounds like there's some good news out there.
Yeah, and on top of that, airlines do plan to add more aircraft next year, and some of that will translate to more routes. And they're also going to continue to hire and train more employees to manage those routes. Of course, all of this is going to take time. So I talked to an analyst and he said, don't try to game the system. So that means don't hold out just hoping that the flights are going to get cheaper and cheaper. If you find a fare that works for your budget and your schedule, you should book it.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal travel reporter Allison Poley. Allison, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks again for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by CLA.